The immigration debate goes beyond the headlines. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Amy Bott, associate professor of gender and women's studies at the University of Maryland, Baltimore County, explores another side of the story.
We are witnessing a radical transformation of our country's immigration system. While undocumented immigration and family separation has been at the forefront, there also have been changes to programs that impact high-skilled workers and their families. I focus on the H-1B Specialty Occupation Visa Program, which is used in technology, finance, education, and healthcare. Although the H-1B is a temporary visa, it allows workers to migrate with their spouses and children and to apply for permanent residency. In 2017, nearly 180,000 H-1B visas and more than 136,000 H-4 dependent visas were issued. As my research has shown, dependents of H-1B visa holders cannot work, apply for a Social Security number, or in some states, even a driver's license on their own. In 2015, the Obama administration allowed some dependent spouses to apply for work authorization. This enabled over 100,000 spouses, who are mostly women, to start working legally. In early 2018, however, the USCIS announced their intention to rescind this rule, effectively pushing many women back home. Additionally, because of long delays in processing permanent residency applications for H-1B visa holders, from India and China in particular, many families are waiting 10 years on average for their green cards. Experts estimate that recently arrived Indians could wait up to 70 years before becoming permanent residents. As a result, some children of H-1B workers are aging out of the program. Once they turn 21, children are no longer eligible to stay on their parents' visas. Even if they switch to student visas, there is no guarantee they will find a pathway to residency after graduation, and many face deportation. My research shows that these challenges are pushing many high-skilled families out of the country. Immigration relief is sorely needed for all families who face being split apart while they wait for a chance to live out their American dream.
That was Amy Bott of the University of Maryland, Baltimore County. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.